The Iliad is a very long poem with a famously short preface or proem. It's 7 lines. I'm actually going to read you the first 8 today, and then give you several different published translations, just so you can see how different people handle what's in the Greek. I've got Alexander Pope from 1713, Richmond Latimore, which is the sort of translation I grew up on, read in college, 1951, and the more recent one by Robert Fagles, which is excellent, and then I'll finally finish up with a very interesting one from 1997 by Stanley Lombardo. All right, so here's the very beginning of the Iliad. I'll just give you my own sort of literal translation to begin with. He says, goddess, invoking the muse, sing the wrath of Achilles, the son of Peleus, the destructive wrath, ulumenein, that comes in the second line. The destructive wrath which sent pains thousandfold, 10,000 pains, innumerable pains on the Achaeans, and hurled forth many strong souls of heroes to Hades, in other words, sent them to their deaths, and made them, that is their bodies, to be the prizes for dogs and all sorts of birds. And the will of Zeus was being fulfilled. From that time, in other words, tell the story, from that time when first there stood in strife, the two men stood in strife, namely Atreides, the son of Atreus, the king of Mammets, Agamemnon, and worthy or godlike or, you know, shining Achilles. Dios is that adjective. It's unclear exactly what that means. All right, and then the last line is sort of lead you into the beginning of the narrative. Tistar Suathion, which of the gods sent them to fight in strife, you know, like caused them to stand at strife? All right, here you go. Meinen aede thea pelea dio achilleos. Ulomenen, he mur yakaios algeteke, polas diptimus psukas aidi proyapsen, he roon, autus de heloria teuche cunesin, oio noisi de pasi, dios de teleota bule. Ex hu deta prota dia steten erisanta, Atreides tewanax andron, kai dios Achilleus. Tistar svoe teon eridi xuineke makestai. All right, here's Pope's rhyming version from 1713. It's in heroic couplets. Achilles' wrath, to Greece the direful spring, of woes unnumbered, heavenly goddess, sing. That wrath which hurled to Pluto's gloomy reign the souls of mighty chiefs untimely slain, whose limbs, unburied on the naked shore, devouring dogs and hungry vultures tore. Since great Achilles in Atrides strove, such was the sovereign doom, and such the will of Jove. Declare, O Muse, in what ill-fated hour sprung the fierce strife, from what offended power? All right, that was Pope from 1714. Here's somewhat more prosaic, non-rhyming, Richmond Latimore. Latimore tries to get a 6-beat line. Of course, the Greek is in a hexameter meter, which involves 6 poetic feet. And Latimore, without being, you know, too pedantic about it, goes for a similar type of line length, whereas the Pope is clearly in an iambic meter and, you know, is more traditional English poetic meter. Okay, well, here's Latimore. Sing, goddess, the anger of Peleus' son, Achilleus, and its devastation, which put pains thousandfold upon the Achaeans, hurled in their multitudes to the house of Hades strong souls of heroes, but gave their bodies to be delicate feasting of dogs, of all birds, and the will of Zeus was accomplished. Since that time, when first there stood in division of conflict, Atreus' son, the lord of men, and brilliant Achilles. What god was it, then, set them together in bitter collision? Okay, that's actually very close to the Greek, and he reproduces some of the enjambments that the of heroes at the beginning of a line, as it is in Greek, and its devastation for Ulomenein. You'll notice that Pope led off with the words Achilles' wrath, and that's the first word in the Greek, menin. Lattimore starts with sing, to get the more vigorous verb right out front. Sing, goddess, an invocation of the muse. Fagles, 1990, begins as the Greek with a noun, and he uses a more vivid noun, rage, he says. Rage. Goddess, sing the rage of Peleus' son, Achilles. Murderous, doomed, that cost the Achaeans countless losses, hurling down to the house of death so many sturdy souls, great fighter souls, but made their bodies carry on, feasts for the dogs and birds. And the will of Zeus was moving toward its end. Begin, muse, when the two first broke and clashed, Agamemnon, lord of men, and brilliant Achilles. What drove them to fight with such fury? That's terrific. Very direct. Very vigorous. But, you know, still reasonably close to the Greek. He's not rewriting it in any substantial way. Lombardo strips things down to their essentials. And you'll notice if you're looking at the text here, the much shorter line length for Lombardo than any of the others. And this is a translation that he performed. He sort of road tested by performing live at cafes with bongos and so forth. But it's something else. Let me give you a little bit of the beginning of Stanley Lombardo's 1997 translation. Rage. Sing, goddess, Achilles' rage. Black and murderous. That cost the Greeks incalculable pain. Pitched countless souls of heroes into Hades' dark, and left their bodies to rot as feasts for dogs and birds, as Zeus's will was done. Begin with the clash between Agamemnon, the Greek warlord, and godlike Achilles. Which of the immortals set these two at each other's throats? As modern as it sounds, Lombardo is in interesting ways a kind of a throwback to the tradition of Alexander Pope in a way that he's willing to give up some details of the Greek to get stronger English. And just an example of that is the patronymics. It's typical in Greek poetry. You refer not to Achilles, but to this Achilles, the son of Peleus, and that's the way he is in the first line. Lattimore says Peleus, the son of Achilles. Fagel says Peleus, the son of Achilles. Lombardo just goes with Achilles' rage, and so does Pope. Vivid vocabulary, you know, I love the word proiopsen, sent into Hades. In Lattimore, he's got hurled in their multitudes to the house of Hades. Fagels also use hurling, you know, which in English, hurl, it just makes you not quite the right image. Lombardo uses the word pitched. Pitched countless souls of heroes into Hades' dark. I just think that's an awesome verb. Exposure of the corpses to the animals is a key image in this whole section, in this whole beginning. Lattimore says, gave their bodies to be delicate feasting of dogs. You know, delicate feasting. It's a little strange. Fagel says, made their bodies carry-on feasts. Carry-on. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like luggage, you know, it's not really the most common or, you know, easily recognizable English word. Lombardo goes, left their bodies to rot as feasts for dogs and birds. Yes. Now, look back at Pope and how he does. He just changes the syntax and says, whose limbs unburied on the naked shore, devouring dogs and hungry vultures tore. It's like you can't not see the image when you hear those words. And I think that's what Pope and Lombardo were really going for is somewhat the expense of literal translation to get you to see it. And I think that's the tie between those two very fine translators.